This is Michael Woodward, and this is episode 37 of the Jumbo Think Podcast.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Welcome to the Jumbo Think Podcast. The Jumbo Think Podcast is a podcast focused on telling the stories of dreamers, makers, innovators, and influencers so that you'll be encouraged to chase your big idea or dream. Today is a very special episode, switching it up a little bit on this Memorial Day in the United States. More about what this episode's all about in a minute. On Thursday, I have a really, really exciting guest. His name is Marza Tahich. He is the founder and CEO of Bay Designs. They create really, really cool skylines out of cubes. You're going to love this episode. It's going to be really good. Make sure you check back on Thursday for that episode. I am super excited about this podcast, and I want to make it better for you, the listener. So here's what I'm asking. Shoot me a short message at mike@jumblethink.com. Or shoot me a message through Facebook. I want to hear what you think of the podcast, what you like, what you don't like, so we can make this podcast so much better for you, our listener. Super excited to hear what you have to say. Can't wait to hear your ideas and your thoughts. I am super excited about today's episode, so let's jump on in. Hi, my name is Michael Woodward. I'm the host and also your guest today on the podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing a couple lessons we can learn from those who have given it all in their service for the country. It is Memorial Day, and we're going to celebrate that. But first, I want to share an exciting announcement with you. Every Friday, I'm going to start doing a Facebook Live and then reposting that on Instagram, giving one tip for you, our dreamers, makers, innovators, and influencers to help encourage you on your journey to chase your big idea or dream. These tips are going to be very short, real practical, but bite-sized pieces of actionable items that you can take every day to make your dream closer to a reality. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now let's jump into this episode where I talk more about Memorial Day. Well, welcome. Today is Memorial Day in the United States. For those of you who live outside the United States, or even for those of you in the United States that don't really know what Memorial Day is all about, let me explain. It is not just the official start of summer or a three-day holiday at the end of May. It is, more importantly, a day for remembering those who died in serving their country in the armed forces. They have truly sacrificed everything for the freedom of their friends, their family, and for those that they don't even know. That's why we celebrate Memorial Day. It really is about sacrifice. These people who have served in the armed forces and given their life can teach us so much, not only about sacrifice, but for those with an idea or a dream or those who want to impact the world, we can learn a couple important lessons from them. There are so many things we can learn from them, but for today, we're going to focus on three. Before I jump into the three things that we can learn today, I want to give a shout out to some very dear friends of mine. I've had family members who've served in the military, cousins, grandparents. I've had tons of friends who've served in the military, but there's one friend that's very special. His name is Grant Hawkins. His parents, Terry and Terry Hawkins, are dear friends of mine too. When I was in Oroville, California, I was a youth pastor and then also a worship pastor. There was a young man named Grant Hawkins that was in my youth group. He grew up in Oroville, and he chose to join the military and serve our country. Towards the end of his duty, when he was arriving back from Afghanistan, he unfortunately died. And today for Memorial Day, that's who's in my mind, him and his family. He sacrificed a lot, and I'm really proud to have been a part of his life. I was able to be there for his memorial and be with his family, who are dear friends, and my love and sympathies go out to them today. It's been several years, but that sting is still real, and his sacrifice, it doesn't go unnoticed, and he was loved by so many people, and his loss is still strong today. So today I celebrate and think of Grant Hawkins and his sacrifice. So here is the first of three things we can learn from those who have served our country and given the ultimate price, their life. Lesson number one, it's important to have a big idea in which you believe. This is so critical to the foundation of the United States military. They're fighting for freedom and liberty. They're fighting for the rights of Americans and for all people in a lot of ways. That freedom comes at a cost, and for those military people who give the ultimate cost, they understand more than any, including their family and friends, what that cost looks like. The big idea is significant because it's always the thing you return to. It's the why you do what you do. That big idea is the motivation that drives us forward and really is the rallying cry behind the movement we're starting. Now, for some of us, that big idea, that dream, could be something that only impacts at a very small level. Maybe that idea is how we can create a better life for our family or for our friends or even just create the life, that lifestyle that we want to live. For others, that big idea is about creating a business that impacts employees and impacts their clients at a much larger level. For others, it's an idea or a big dream that starts a movement that impacts nations. No matter what the big idea is, it's important to remember the big idea because that is the motivation in which you serve. That idea is the driving force to move you forward. For the military men and women who have given their lives, that big idea is the rallying cry behind service at any cost. And we can learn from them that a big idea is a great foundation for chasing our dreams. The second lesson that we can learn from our men and women who have given their lives in the act of service through the military is that for a cause or big idea to work, you must be all in. When they've given their life, there's no greater all-in than saying, I will risk everything, including my life, for this cause. All-in means that you're not going to look back. You're moving forward. You're moving forward for a cause. There is no retreat. We must move forward. When you're chasing your big idea or a dream, you have to be all-in. Now, we recently talked about this in our episode with Court Dial. If you haven't checked that out, go back and check that out. It is incredible. He talks about all in leadership. Well, this is all in dreaming. Big ideas require you to be all in. You can't question it. You've got to move forward. And for your idea to be successful, you have to say, I'm going to risk it all for my idea. You may be listening and going, well, I just don't know if my idea is worth it, or my big dream, I feel like it's working, or I feel like I should chase it. And you're chasing that idea and you're just questioning along the way. All of us go through that. All dreamers, all people with ideas question their idea. They question their dream. They question if it's worth it, if they're making a difference, if their idea or dream is making an impact, if their voice is being heard. These are all questions that dreamers and people with big ideas face. They also face fear, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of even success. You have to be all in if your big idea, if your dream is going to happen. And if you're not, that reality is just going to be tested. And for many people, that makes the difference of that reality not being met. I've even questioned it with doing this podcast. Is anyone listening? Does anyone care? But the reality is I know that there are people listening. And I know that the stories that are being shared by our guests are making a difference. And for you and your dream, you may be questioning, has anyone noticed that I'm even here? Well, find that person that can encourage you. Find that mentor. Find that person who can give you the right steps to make sure that your dream and idea become a reality. But you've got to be all in. You can't look back. You got to move forward. And you've got to take a step and another step and another step in making that dream a reality. And the last lesson today that we can learn from those who have served in the armed forces and given their life is that service, a big idea, and a dream cost you something. There's sacrifice. It's not going to be easy. You may have to sacrifice late nights. You may have to sacrifice early mornings. You might have to sacrifice days and months and even years of feeling like you're not making the impact that you want. Unfortunately, it might also cost you friends. There may be people who think your big idea or dream isn't worth it, that the sacrifice that you're making isn't worth it, that your very idea doesn't have value. You have to fight against that. You have to push through. Big dreams and ideas don't typically happen overnight. And sometimes the physical and psychological impacts of feeling like a failure or feeling like you're going nowhere, they take a toll on you, and that costs you something too. The armed services give so much more than most of us will ever realize when chasing our big idea or dream, and that's those who have given their lives. So I don't want to water down the sacrifice they're giving. Their sacrifice is very real. It's very tangible. And there have been movements and ideas throughout history where those people became martyrs for their cause, for their purpose. And they gave their sacrifice too of life. Now, some people's big ideas and dreams might be going and serving a third world country, a world in need. And for some of those people, their big idea of changing the world through one person who needs water, one person who needs a hug, one person who needs food, in these places that where refugees are or where it's not safe, it might cost them their lives too. So the cost is real to chasing ideas and dreams. It's deep. It's hard. And these sacrifices, your sacrifices in chasing your dreams, will cost you something. One other cost that we don't often talk about is the cost of money when it comes to chasing a big idea or dream. Sometimes that money is simply by bootstrapping, which means to scrape by until you see breakthrough. And so for some people chasing their dream, it just might be money's tight until their dream becomes a reality. For others, it might be the investment of saying, I'm going to invest my money and my time into something without knowing if it's going to succeed or fail. And so when you're chasing your dream, there is that extra sacrifice that is also the financial end of it. And that can be a burden that's hard to carry. But chasing your idea, your big dream, it's worth it and it will make a difference. So in your journey, I want to encourage you in those three areas. One, make sure that you have a big idea to believe in, a big idea that will change this world, whether it's at a micro level, that's your friends and family, or whether it's at a global movement that changes the systems and structures around you. The second lesson was that you would be willing to give your life to the cause. That could be your time, your energy, or even your physical life. There is a cost. That's number three. Your big idea, your dream will cost you something. These are great lessons that we can learn from those who have served on this Memorial Day and those who have given their ultimate gift, their gift of their life for their service to the country, their friends, their family, and those around them. Well, this episode's been a little different, and I hope that the three lessons we can learn from those who have given their life in the service of our country can help you in your pursuit to chase your dream and make the world an incredible place around you. On Thursday's episode, I want to remind you that we have Marza Tahich talking about Bay Designs, the company he started, which designs these really cool cubes that end up making skylines. Can't wait to share that with you. I am trying to make this podcast even better for you, the listener. So I want to hear what you have to say, what you like, what you don't like, what can be better, what you think I should keep doing. Drop me a note on Facebook or give me a short email at mike@jumblethink.com. I'll check every email and every message on Facebook, and I'll respond to each one of them. I can't wait to hear your feedback. It's been a lot of fun doing this podcast, and I can't wait for you to check out the upcoming guests. We've got some great things going on. Well, I hope this episode's given you a couple actionable steps today that you can take to start chasing your dream and creating the world you want to live in.
Vous verrez comment un simple disque peut aller plus loin que vous ne l'auriez imaginé. Hâtez-vous dans une tenue légère. Ôtez tout ce qui peut vous gêner ou tirer votre attention. Cherchez la meilleure position. Les bras et les jambes légèrement espacés. Étirez-vous doucement, mais complètement. En avant, en arrière, sur les côtés. Vous êtes une autre personne. Les mères de famille, les enfants, peuvent également prendre un moment revitalisant. Dans quelques mois, lorsque vous aurez bien saisi la technique et que vous serez maître de votre corps, vous pourrez vous décontracter même en travaillant.